our friend of agriculture this year is Jesse Thomas. Jesse has been an integral part of keeping Trigg County beautiful and a great friend of agriculture. Jesse Thomas was born December 10 of 1934, if you all want to do the math, in Dawson Springs. He graduated in 1952, that was before I was born, at Dawson Springs High School, and shortly after he graduated, he went on a blind date with Virginia Kaufman in January of 1953. That's also before I was born. 6 months later, the two in love were married. They have a son, Bobby, his wife, Debbie. Bobby was born June 11th of 1954, and a few days later, Jesse started working in Trigg County. In 59, and I had been born by that time, Napa opened, and he and Miss Virginia worked together there for 42 years. That's about my age now. He and Miss Virginia were married for 54 years, and we lost her in October of 2017. They have one son, Bobby, a daughter-in-law, Debbie. Bobby and my husband lived together as Debbie and I were roommates at Murray. They have two grandsons and a granddaughter. They have two great-grandsons and one great-granddaughter and two grandsons, Dustin and Chase. And then their great-grandchildren are Chloe, Nolan, and Grayson. In just a couple of days, in case you all don't know this, we're going to have a new Mrs. Thomas, Paulette Kaler. Jesse started working part-time for the Trigg County Physical Court in 2006 at the age of, guess, 72. He was the owner of Napa Auto Parts and was a Kawasaki and steel dealer there for 40 years. He retired, sold the business, and decided he needed something more to do, so he started working for the county, picking up litter by the roads throughout the county. He enjoyed being outside, getting a little exercise, and said he would always be working. He would not fully retire. So he was hired full-time as a solid waste coordinator in 2008, a position he still holds, and Ms. Paulette, we hope you will allow him to continue to hold that. He's taken on that position with a type of passion that only comes around once in a generation. He takes great pride in our community, maintaining clean roads, and has orchestrated the recycling trailer locations throughout the county to increase recycling in areas of the county that aren't in close proximity of the recycling center. He's instrumental in the tire amnesty where hundreds, and I don't know where all these tires come from, but it's hundreds, every time there is a tire amnesty, he is an integral part in the tire amnesty program that usually is hosted twice a year. He's helped local businesses and the school recycle by leaving trailers at the businesses and picking up the recyclable goods, emptying the trailers, returning them to be filled again. He's coordinated the hazardous household waste cleanups, as well as volunteered his own time to clean areas around Lake Barkley. He hires several high school students during the summer to work with him to clean up the roads. He said working keeps him young. 12 years later, at 84 years young, his average day consists of cleaning up the roads, checking and emptying the recycling trailers throughout the county, maintaining the recycling center. He's also responsible for Trigg County being consistently the top recycling county out of the Western Kentucky Regional Recycling Corporation an honor that we all should take great pride in, and Jesse takes great pride in that. Trigg County Judge Hollis Alexander says, quote, "Jesse's the type of guy who would work for free on a holiday to make sure that the recycling program is successful. We couldn't do all that we do without him," unquote. There's no doubt that Jesse takes great pride in keeping Trigg County beautiful. So Jesse, if you'll come up to receive your Friend of Agriculture Award,